From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
China going to be a big talking point this week because, of course, Trump's on his way in a couple of days, and so the world's focus is going to be on that. Where are they at?
Yeah, so in the absence of definitive information on the ceasefire and how exactly this conflict comes to an end, we do, Mike, have definitive data on some of the impacts. And the key one is inflation, and I want to talk about China inflation. So US CPI inflation, that's being released our time tonight. We get our partial reads on Friday, and in the US economy, although they're cooling, it still looks reasonably resilient, but sneaky old inflation could spoil the party. But we can certainly confirm that there are global inflation pressures when China actually records some inflation, in particular when that what we sort of term business inflation or factory inflation, the technical term is PPI inflation. Now, Mike, I've brought this up from time to time when we've been talking, because the PPI inflation in China has been negative and it's been going down. They've had deflation for almost 4 years. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. It did tick up marginally positively in March, 0.5% on year-on-year basis. But the latest numbers released yesterday, and after this sort of remarkable run of deflation, we got a print of 2.8%, which doesn't sound very much, but when you've had 4 years of it going down, it is fairly consequential. So consensus estimates were 1.8%, so it's well ahead of expectations. So factory prices in China are now running at their highest rate of inflation since the COVID pandemic, pushing costs up. Importantly, it's putting profits in China under pressure. They're under pressure because the demand environment in China is still pretty soggy. The economy is still battling difficult property markets and relatively low levels of growth. So they can't pass on these cost increases, or it's tricky to do it. And that's almost a global problem. CPI inflation came out as well, also surprised to the upside, 1.2%, which looks pretty benign, doesn't it, compared to what we think we're going to see in New Zealand and Australia. And look, the Middle East conflict is the problem. Actual CPI inflation in China heading up despite the fact that they had a really big slump in food prices. And yeah, you're right, Mike, the timing of these sorts of announcements around the Chinese economy important because of the big meeting this week between Trump and Xi Jinping. We'd expect some sort of announcements. And look, one of the key factors behind these factory inflation going up is, Mike, is commodity prices. And that's what I was going to talk about.
Exactly. So commodity, well, good for us because we like commodity prices and we earn a bit of money from them. But of course, the flip side of that is the war and how it all flows through.
Yeah, so I'm on a bit of a roadshow, Mike, around the country over the next few weeks, getting out and about, talking to people. And we tend to be very focused on oil. That's the primary sort of impact of the Middle East conflict. But it's not the only one. And there's been a broad-based lift in commodity prices. So if I look at the Bloomberg commodity price, and it's a couple of days ago, it hit an all-time high, it came back a little bit. But since the beginning of the year, it's up about 30%. Now, these are key inputs into manufacturing. In the last year, it's up over 40%. So outside of oil, you're talking about things like copper, soybeans, aluminium, zinc, nickel. The thing is, Mike, when you talk to these manufacturers, and I've been out chatting to them, they're basically saying that we haven't necessarily seen the impact of this yet, because manufacturers in some cases still working through their existing cheaper inventory. But the thing is, this is a little bit like Game of Thrones. You know, winter is coming. Yes. These price hikes are coming. It was evident in the recent ANZ business outlook. So it's another reason why I'm actually a little bit worried, Mike, about the fact that we now have this stalemate in the Middle East, because the stalemate will linger. And while it's lingering, that key sort of determinant of whether this thing is over or not, which is, are there ships moving through the strait? Well, the fact of the matter is they aren't.
Yeah, no, they're not. And that's why I think increasingly people are looking to China later this week, that they may come up with something, but we'll see what happens. What are the numbers? Yep.
So despite all this, share markets continue to sort of grind higher, which is a positive thing for everyone out there. The Dow Jones is up 113 points, 0.23%, 49,722. The S&P 500 up 0.4% overnight, 29 points, 7,427. And the Nasdaq up 0.3%, 81 points, 26,328. The FTSE 100 overnight, ignoring the old political dramas, that was up 0.36%, 10,269. The Nikkei fell 295 points, just under 0.5%, 62,417. The Chinese market was up just over 1%, 4,225, the close there on the Shanghai Composite. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.49% on the ASX 200, 42 points, 8,701, the close there. The NZX 50 up 35 points yesterday, 0.27%, 13,210. The Kiwi dollar stable overnight, Mike, 0.5966 against the US, 0.8222 against the Australian dollar, 0.5064 euros, 0.4372 against the pound, 93.72 Japanese yen, gold $4,725, and the Brent crude price not really liking the fact that Trump said the ceasefire is on life support. It's sitting at $104.26.
Have a good one, Andrew Keller, Hishaw and Partners.